With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. How about an update on the troublesome waters of the U.S. rule? The NCBA's Mary Thomas Hart catches us up on what's happened with the rule up to this point.
In February 2017, President Trump issued an executive order directing the EPA to rescind and replace the 2015 WOTUS rule. Mm-hmm. A lot of people thought that that executive order was it. That WOTUS was done. But I like to think of it as more of the starting pistol for a marathon. So that action, that executive order, really put in effect EPA's regulatory process. So we're in the middle of that process now.
And she says the NCBA is engaged in the process and they believe the end is near.
And we fully expect EPA to finalize rescission of the 2015 WOTUS rule in spring 2019.
However, she also explains patience is a virtue.
The speed of the federal government is about as fast as molasses, but getting the federal Waters of the United States rule to go away is proving especially tough.
A number of environmental groups are also fighting to defend the Clean Water Rule. That includes the Idaho Conservation League, Puget Sound Keeper Alliance, and the Sierra Club. That's today's Farm and Ranch Report. I'm Rick Worthington. For more information, head to the Ag Information Network of the West at aginfo.net.